T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
810 at WCC, a lot of reflection going on this morning regarding the inauguration, and we continue that. We want to bring in Speaker of the House here in Minnesota. That's Melissa Hortman, who joins us on this Thursday. Madam Speaker, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Dave?
Well, pretty good. I'm anxious to hear what stood out for you from yesterday's inauguration.
Well, it was very emotional having the first female vice president sworn in. Once Lady Gaga started, I was a puddle and stayed crying tears of joy for about an hour and a half at that point.
Did you ever envision yourself someday being Speaker of the House here in Minnesota?
You know, as I watched Margaret Anderson Kelleher, one of my predecessors, be the Speaker, I thought, hey, that would be cool. You know, someday if that worked out, that would be cool.
Yeah, well, it worked out pretty well for you as well. So the inauguration overall, you thought went as well as it could have?
I was really pleased that there were no events that disrupted it. And, you know, it's a strange place we are in our country after January 6th with the violence that happened at the United States Capitol, where we're all just breathing a sigh of relief that there wasn't violence. It was exactly what it should be. It was the transfer of power from one president to another, consistent with the results of a free and fair election.
Madam Speaker, there was, speaking of that sort of thing, there was a statement from the Minnesota Department of Public Safety yesterday that I saw that said they concluded the review of protest activity that occurred at our state capitol on January 6th and reviewed the information with Ramsey County Attorney's Office and determined that no actions or speech rose to the level of criminal activity. I know you did issue a statement on that yesterday, but for listeners who did not see or hear that, what can you tell them?
Sure, I'm very grateful for the law enforcement professionals for taking a close look at that. You know, anytime you have people using phrases like civil war and casualties while an attempted violent overthrow of our government is taking place, somebody needs to take a look and determine whether any of the acts constituted, incitement to riot or making terroristic threats and sedition and treason. Those are not determinations that I can make, but those are things that the law enforcement professionals are capable to investigate, and they did investigate and find that there was no criminal wrongdoing here in Minnesota.
Governor Walz will reveal his budget. I think it's next Tuesday. Are you in conversations with him regarding that, and what would you like to see as Speaker of the House?
We are in conversation, and we really share the same priorities. We're really committed to making sure that Minnesota's education system is strong and that Minnesotans have access to affordable health care and that families have economic security. Those are kind of the bedrock democratic principles that unite us and that really are the focus of our work. And with COVID-19, I think we'll be taking a special look at how can we use the federal funding that's been provided to provide special assistance to people who are hurting the most in COVID-19. So I'm anxious to see the governor's budget and really happy to be back in a regular session. The special sessions are kind of weird. They're the one day in and out and all this pressure and negotiating behind the scenes. But a regular session brings Minnesotans in much, much more and has a more regular and predictable process that everybody can watch and follow along.
I think I may know the answer to this, but I do know that sports gambling has made some headlines this week. Does it have any chance this session?
No, I think in the Minnesota House of Representatives, we are going to be focused like a laser on securing the state's next 2-year biennial budget. We don't really need social issues that divide people. I don't know that any of the legislative leaders support that. I think we were asked at a business forum, and I think we all said no. So I think the legislation has no hope this year, and we have plenty on our plate to come to an agreement on the state's budget.
Yeah, and I know this morning at 10:30, the Department of Education is going to talk about allocations of federal coronavirus relief funding. What would you like to see happen with that?
Well, in the school environment, that's not really my area of expertise, so I will let the chair of the Education Committee figure out and the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Education figure that out. I will be watching carefully the hearings on vaccine distribution. I think we're all really anxious to see, you know, how are things going? Why are we not getting more vaccine from the federal government? When can we expect the pace of vaccine delivery to pick up? I think I'm like everybody else. I really want to be seeing other people in person, and I think the vaccines are key to that.
Yeah, well, no one's had to deal with that more than you at the session with. I'm sure all sorts of logistics that continue. Although you're in session, it's still a little bit, as you said, weird with everything you have to go through.
Very weird.
Madam Speaker, thanks so much. I know you got a lot on your plate today. I appreciate you taking the call.
Well, thanks for having me, Dave. Have a great day.
She is Melissa Hortman, the Speaker of the Minnesota House of Representatives here on WCCO out of District 36B there in Anoka, Hennepin Counties. Right now, our time is 8:16. When we come back on WCCO, big day in the markets yesterday. We'll talk about that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.